USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A storm that's expected to turn into a hurricane when it hits near Lake Charles, Louisiana this Saturday is already bringing heavy rain throughout much of Louisiana, where the Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency.
No one should take this storm lightly, and all likelihood is going to be a very significant weather event.
The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane sometime on Friday. President Trump's hosting an event at the White House later today to discuss claims of political bias on social media. No one from any social media companies will be there at what's called the Presidential Social Media Summit, but the gathering will include social media users who claim they've been singled out for their conservative views. AT&T becoming the first wireless company to automatically block spam calls. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement will reportedly start conducting raids across the nation in an effort to arrest thousands of undocumented immigrants, perhaps as early as this Sunday, and they could last for several days. Meanwhile, more investigations on Capitol Hill over immigration detention procedures and facilities.
A Guatemalan mother who's seeking asylum told a House panel that she came to the U.S. seeking safety, but instead watched her infant daughter die a slow, painful death. Through an interpreter, Yasmin Horaz related her story.
I took her to 3 hospitals, but she never left the 3rd hospital. She left the hospital without any life left in her, and it breaks my heart.
Republican Congressman Chip Roy took issue with saying migrant children are being housed in cages.
I've seen the facilities, and I've not seen a single cage in the way that it is being depicted. I'm seeing ways to try to separate people and keep them safe.
I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Still looking into alleged obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation, Democrats are moving towards authorizing a dozen subpoenas to people with links to President Trump. The list includes senior White House advisor and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and the former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The feud between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is only heating up. In an interview with the Washington Post, the New York Democrat accused Pelosi of, quote, singling out newly elected women of color. That was a reference to herself and 3 other first-term members who've been clashing with Pelosi. During a closed-door meeting with House Democrats this week, Pelosi reportedly called for unity and said anyone with a problem should be talking with her and not publicly criticizing other Democrats, especially on social media. And most American adults, including 80% of smokers, favor forcing cigarette companies to lower nicotine levels to make cigarettes less addictive than they currently are. A new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the idea is welcomed by most people regardless of their gender, age, race, or income. The CDC says lowering those levels would make it easier for people to quit. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.